I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. In the year 11,000 BCE, the Dryas flowers, or what we now call mountain avens, grew like gangbusters. Their white petals and dark green leathery leaves carpeted much of North America and Europe. They flourished because the planet was locked in a sudden cold snap. Snow and ice stretched to the horizon across most land masses in the northern hemisphere. And Dryas flowers love snow and ice. But this wasn't the ice age. That climactic phase had ended, sending global temperatures soaring some 20 degrees, erasing the continental tundras. But something kicked the planet back into freezer mode for over 1,000 years. Scientists now suspect what triggered this cold snap, known as the Little Dryas Ice Age, was a breakdown in a major ocean current. Covering more than 70% of Earth's surface, the oceans create and influence weather far away from beaches and shorelines. Changes in the ocean ripple out, and changes on land ripple back to sea. It's possible a giant freshwater lake leaked into the ocean and disrupted its currents, triggering the Little Dryas. 13 centuries later, human life cycles that fuel planetary heating may be causing a similar crack in the currents. Composting food scraps is a sure way to stem the return of another ice age. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.